Thank you. So next up, we're going to hear from Benjamin Scott from the Kentucky Department for Public Health on an arsenic-contaminated soil in a Kentucky neighborhood and their response.
Thanks, Jessica. So my name is Ben Scott. I'm an epidemiologist with the Kentucky Department for Public Health, and I'll be talking about an instance of arsenic-contaminated soil in an Appalachian Kentucky neighborhood and the subsequent response. So arsenic is a naturally occurring metal. It's found normally in the soil. Exposure can occur through ingestion of food or drink, or inhalation, or a combination of the two. This exposure can occur through occupational exposures or just living in an area with high natural levels of arsenic. So the health effects of arsenic are varied. For acute exposures, we see abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. For chronic exposures, we see an increase in risk of cancers. This includes lung, bladder, and skin cancer. Other chronic health outcomes include skin changes, such as the discoloration on this person's hands shown here. So historically, arsenic has been used as a preservative in treatment of lumber. There's a number of different formulations, but in this incident, we're talking about ammoniacal copper arsenate, or ACA. So in Appalachian Kentucky, pictured here in green, there are background levels of arsenic in the soil associated with the coal seams. The range varies, but it's typically 1 to 40 parts per million in this region. So in August 2016, investigators from the Department of Environmental Protection sampled the soil in this 19 household neighborhood and found levels of extremely elevated arsenic in the soil. It was up to 3,100 parts per million, which is roughly 500 times the background for the region. This was due to a lumber treatment facility that's shown here by the asterisk, shut down in the 1980s and improperly disposed of the ACA waste. In the following decades, this land was parsed out and a number of mobile homes and other fixed housing units were moved into the area. So immediately following this discovery, the remediation and public health response was initiated. The public health response objectives included identifying exposure risk factors through a survey, quantifying exposure through biological sample collection, providing recommendations to reduce further exposure, and strengthening the relationship between public health and the community. So an in-person survey was given to all residents in this community. This survey was used to ascertain prior exposures, including occupation, diet, or activities that may increase exposure to soil at the residence. Symptomology and medical history was also taken. So chronic arsenic exposure was assessed using toenail clipping samples and analysis. Toenail clippings has been shown to be a good biomarker for environmental exposure of arsenic, especially chronic. These samples reflect 3 to 12 months prior exposure. So these toenail samples were self-collected, thankfully. each individual was given their own clippers. They were analyzed using ICP-MS, and the expected baseline for this particular region was in the toenail samples is less than 0.2 micrograms per gram, and this was based on a previous study in the region that was actually done with the lab that analyzed our samples. So soil samples from the actual residents were also collected at a depth of up to 12 inches. This is prior to remediation. Multiple samples were collected per residence and also analyzed using ICP-MS, and then mean surface soil arsenic concentrations were calculated for each residence for use in later analysis. So in our statistical analysis, we tried to find the association between arsenic levels in the toenail and certain exposure variables. For continuous variables, we used Spearman correlations, and for categorical variables, we used Wilcoxon-Mann-Whitney-U. So there was 19 households in this neighborhood. All 84 residents in the neighborhood were surveyed, so that's 100% response rate, which is phenomenal. The median age was 26 years, 39% were less than 18 years of age, 39% self-identified as Hispanic, and the median time at residence was 9 years. Of the people surveyed, 69 had adequate toenail sample for analysis. The most common medical diagnoses of those living at the affected residence were chronic lung disease, skin problems, and cancer, with one skin cancer, one lung cancer, and one other. Median resident toenail arsenic concentration was 0.48 micrograms per gram, but this ranged from 0.04 to 6.97 grams or micrograms per gram. 65% of the residents with toenail arsenic samples taken were greater than our baseline for the region of 0.2 micrograms per gram. And the mean residence surface soil arsenic concentration used in this analysis was 193 parts per million, ranging from 18 to 4,100 parts per million. And again, this is five times higher than the expected. So we also compared the median toenail arsenic concentration across a number of demographic characteristics. Just to orient you to the table, what we have is a population with the characteristic, the number, and those without it, and then the median toenail concentration for that group and the interquartile range, and then the p-value associated with that statistical test. So from this, we found that those less than 18 years of age and those self-identifying as Hispanic had elevated levels of arsenic in the toenails. We then compared toenail arsenic levels with known exposures, including occupation and tobacco use history. No meaningful differences were identified for occupational exposures or ever using tobacco. Similarly, no meaningful differences were identified in known arsenic exposures, including eating homegrown produce from the area, exposure to arsenic agricultural pesticides, or arsenic-treated wood. We also compared samples levels to soil exposures, like playing outdoors, digging, or playing outside with pets. From this, we found that playing outdoors was positively associated with increased levels of arsenic. We also did this analysis for mowing, weeding, and gardening, and found that these were negatively associated with the arsenic levels in the toenails. For continuous analysis, we found that age and years lived at residence were inversely correlated with arsenic levels in the toenails, and the mean surface soil arsenic concentration was positively correlated with the levels in the toenails. So the main takeaway from this is obviously living in an area with high arsenic can lead to increased exposure. This is demonstrated by the majority of the residents having elevated concentrations above our baseline for the region of 0.2 micrograms per gram. And then further demonstrated by the fact that residents' surface soil arsenic concentrations were positively correlated with the arsenic in the toenails. Younger age was also correlated with elevated toenail arsenic exposure, as well as playing outdoors, fewer years lived at residence, identifying as Hispanic, and not mowing, not weeding, and not gardening. But these were all also correlated with age. So why do we think age was likely the most important factor in this? We think that maybe the behaviors associated with the age, maybe more playing outside activities and more hand-to-mouth behaviors, possibly smaller size, so smaller biomass, more accumulation, and then just proximity. They're shorter, so they're closer to the ground, closer to the soil. This study had a number of limitations. First of all, toenail clippings is not a standardized metric for health outcomes. We couldn't base any health-related outcomes on these levels. The survey might not have captured all possible exposures, and these samples being collected, self-collected on short notice, a number of the residents, we weren't able to collect an adequate sample, which reduced our sample size. So from this investigation, we were able to recommend that to reduce the exposure, residents leave the neighborhood during the remediation. We were able to communicate with the individual residents their results and help encourage proactive health monitoring and working with the local health department. And we also are helping even now with repeat toenail clipping analysis. We just finished up our 6-month testing. So this is just an overhead view of the remediation process. It was very extensive. It involved taking, you know, several feet of topsoil from the area and removing it. So in conclusion, this was this investigation just highlights the importance of an in-person response. And this is very important to the community to feel that the state and local health department were there and doing what they could to help. So in closing, this is a quote from one of the residents. "The only complaint I had was leaving my home. That was the hard part. I shed a lot of tears, but I managed to make it through." So thank you to everyone who's involved in this.